Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm James Royce.
This is an issue for the whole of society, not just for governments. It's an issue for the media. It's an issue for all of us to work together in the national interest to deal with what is a scourge of violence against women.
The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, there speaking after today's special national cabinet meeting, which has been discussing ways to tackle domestic and family violence. Some of the outcomes from today include $925 million to support those fleeing violence. There will be programs to counter toxic male behaviour online. That includes a ban on deepfake pornography. There'll also be a review of the Online Safety Act and fast-tracking of laws to ban doxing. That's where private information is deliberately released with the intent of causing harm. Qantas says it is investigating issues impacting its app. The issue involves customers receiving other people's booking and frequent flyer details, along with boarding passes. The airline is promising more info as soon as possible. Meantime, Bonza flights remain grounded again today, and they will be tomorrow as well, with the airline's fate now resting in the hands of administrators. Two men have been charged with drug-related offences. It follows the discovery of a woman's body inside a unit at North Bondi in Sydney. And attention, gym junkies, Woolworths has recalled a protein bar it's been selling at its supermarkets because it could contain plastic. It affects the Go Bar Triple Choc protein bar with best before dates of June 28.